Good morning. This is Father Joseph Hagen here at the Priory of St. Vincent Ferrer. I'm joined with our pastor, Father Walter. We also have a special guest, Father Jonah Teller, a recently ordained Dominican priest who just happened to be walking in the hallway at the wrong time, and we brought him in. And as we're continuing our reflections on the rosary, well, we figured every Dominican should be ready to preach on the rosary, so we're going to test that hypothesis today. Today we begin the sorrowful mysteries, the sorrowful mysteries. And so today we start meditating on the agony in the garden. So Father Jonah, Father Walter, you can pick who goes first. What do you think about as you pray the first sorrowful mystery?
Well, the agony in the garden always speaks to me of obedience. Mm. You know, it's that work by which you truly accept an assignment. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is receiving the ultimate assignment, of course.
Yeah.
But each of us in daily life and in big moments comes to a moment of accepting something, accepting a direction you'd rather not go in.
Yes.
But yeah. Finding God in it. So.
Yeah, and I think that incumbent on that, there's a lesson there about how we can embrace God's will and have it hurt and still have it be good.
Mm.
That yeah. we can know yeah. that we can embrace God's will and trust him, but still there'll be pain that won't go away for a time. So to know that obedience to God is not just about accepting his will and then immediately being flooded with comfortable feelings. It's about trusting who your Father is and knowing that although the pain doesn't go away, you know your Father who loves you, and so you trust in him and you accept his will and his plan.
And one way I think about this is like in movies, when you have a difficult thing coming up, there's usually like a great locker room pump-up speech or like a montage of someone getting ready and like they're getting geared up to do it. And as Jesus is getting ready for the most difficult assignment in his life, it's not a pump-up moment, but rather that simple surrender. And there's sometimes in my life where I want to get pumped up for something difficult. I want to have a great locker room speech, you know, something to get me going. And he simply affirms that his Father, that God is his Father, and he surrenders to him. So he knows the pain. He doesn't try to mask it and say, okay, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to show them all who's the Savior, right? He just says, Father, I'm yours and not my will, but your will be done. That surrender.
That's right. And I think that's it. And of course, Jesus knows that even in that moment of incredible loneliness, which the garden is, you know, the disciples are sleeping.
Yes, yeah.
You know? He knows that at some level he's not alone.
Yeah, that he's with the Father.
Yeah.
One other just added PS thought here is in Luke's account, like there's blood coming from his forehead. He just has it like an analogy, like blood.
Sweating blood, yeah.
And the interesting thing for me is that the first blood he sheds in his passion is by his own volition. It wasn't taken from him. And that comes to that idea, like in John 10, the Good Shepherd, he lays down his life freely. He offers his blood freely. It wasn't ripped from him by the Roman soldiers. He already in the garden, out of love for the Father and love for us, is already offering his blood. Hmm. Any other add-ons? That's enough for today.
That's a fertile rosary right
there. There you go. That's a good way to begin. So thank you again for joining us this morning. We hope that these are helpful in your prayer of the rosary. And we hope to join with you tomorrow morning. Okay? Have a good day and God bless.